Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining on this, the 18th of August. Obviously, Pastor's hopefully on our way home. So next week, and I'll kind of tie this into the announcements, worship in the park is next week. So if you arrive here, no one will be here. And so try to remember to show up next week. Worship in the park starts at 10 o'clock. We join other congregations, and it should be a good time.
Where are you?
It's over by the bandstand in that picnic pavilion over on the side of the pool that now has a crack in one of the pipes. So, and the other announcements is the food pantry. It looks like no one from our church, but the food pantry is still obviously running. If you've signed up, make sure you make it. Okay. We'll start with We Are Gathered Here on page one of The Chosen People. Please share the peace with one another, it's time for peace. We'll start with the confession. We have not lived as your chosen people. We have not loved your daughters and sons. We have not walked in the footsteps of others. We have not followed the servant, your son. Sometimes I hate, sometimes I lie, sometimes I waste, sometimes I cheat. We have not lived as your chosen people. We have not loved your daughters and sons. We have not walked in the footsteps of others. We have not followed the servant, your son. Sometimes I am selfish. Sometimes I am prejudiced. Sometimes I am uncaring. Sometimes I am destructive. We have not lived as your chosen people. We have not loved your daughters and sons. We have not walked in the footsteps of others. We have not followed the servant, your son. Even though we are in bondage to sin, there is hope for freedom. Not by our own doing, but because we are chosen by God to receive the gift of forgiveness. Through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we know this is true. Ever-loving God, your Son gives himself as living bread for the life of the world. Fill us with such a knowledge of his presence that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life to serve you continually. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Reading is from Proverbs 9, chapters 1 through 6. Wisdom is portrayed as a woman who invites people to partake of her banquet. Just as ordinary food is necessary for physical life, wisdom's food, insight, and understanding is necessary for fullness of life with God. Partaking of wisdom's banquet is the way to live. A reading from Proverbs. Wisdom has built her house. She has honed her seven pillars. She has slaughtered her animals. She has mixed her wine. She has also set the table. She has set out her servant girls, she calls, from the highest places in the town. You that are simple, turn in here. To those without senses, she say, come, eat of my bread and drink of my wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight. The word of God, the word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalms 34 responsibly. Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord, for those who fear the Lord lack nothing.
The lions are in want and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack nothing that is good.
Come, children, and listen to me. I will teach you reverence for the Lord.
Who among you takes pleasure in life and desires long life?
Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from lying words.
Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it.
The second reading is from Ephesians 5-15. True wisdom integrates our new reality in Christ with our Christian fellowship and our daily conduct. Because we are filled with the Spirit, Christians regularly rejoice together, but give thanks to God for one another and care for one another. In this way, we reverse our Lord Jesus Christ. A reading from Ephesians. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is But be filled with the Spirit. As you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, give thanks to the God the Father at all times for everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John 6:51 through 58. Jesus said, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed amongst themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, I live because of the Father. So whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, but they died, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So, please be seated. Pastor didn't have to record something this week because we have basically kind of some special guests that are going to tell about their early summer experiences in camp. So I'm going to invite the three... I'm not even going to call them children anymore because most of them are young adults. So I'm going to invite one child and two young adults up here to kind of tell of their experiences over at the Outlaw Ranch. So, do you guys want microphones or do you just want to stand there and tell? Okay, let's use the microphone, Callan. Callan over here first. And you girls can probably use that one since this test is happening. So, I'm going to let this young man kind of start first since Tess has been reading, and we'll let kind of go from youngest to oldest. So, Callan, tell them about your experiences at Outlaw Ranch.
So, every day you would have this, word, and this week was made to be. So, every day you would have a word, and it would be, made to be authentic or made to be courageous. And every day you try to live up to that expectation of the word. So every day you would try to be either authentic or graceful or that stuff.
And what was your favorite part?
Probably riding the horses.
And did you guys stay in a posh motel or tents?
We stayed in little cabins with little bunk beds. Sometimes you can have little lofts.
And how many people were in your cabin?
Six.
And were they girls or boys?
Boys.
Okay. Sometimes you have to pressure people to finish all the stories. Is there anything else you want to add? Was there anything that you remember that you will take with you other than the words of the days? Is there anything you would sit there and want to tell anybody about that was thinking about going to camp?
Probably meeting all the friends that were there.
Okay.
All the people who were really nice to you. Your camp counselor is probably going to be awesome because they're all awesome. So I think it's a really good experience.
Ellie, would you like to go next and tell your experiences?
Sure. Yeah. So when we got there on the first day, you would just drop off your stuff somewhere. They separate everybody into different cabins. The girls are in with a girl counselor, and the boys are with another boy counselor. Some of the counselors are very, very goofy. My counselor, her name was Bethany, and she was just very fun. She's just, she followed the rules, but it was more just like, hey, don't break the rules, and we won't have a problem. But I just liked, she was a very fun counselor to have. And like Calvin said, my favorite part was, usually during worship, we would sing some songs, and my favorite was The Rock, because everybody would sing it really loud, and it felt, you felt really connected with everybody, because just joining with the music.
And how many people were in your cabin?
Six?
Six or eight. So the same amount.
Yeah, some cabins had six, some cabins had eight. So all the horses have names, and I got to ride Woody. That's the name of the horse. He's brown and white. Another thing that you got to do if you were old enough, which Callan didn't get to do this year, is we would hike up to a little different spot, and we would put up tents and, like, have a camp out on one of the nights at camp. And that was just kind of fun because for worship, all we did was sing songs, and we did murder mysteries just before bed, which was a great idea. But that was, we were sleeping on these little tiny rocks. That was probably the worst night that I slept because they're just on nothing, just rocks.
Okay, Tessa, do you want to add to that, to the stories?
Sure. So one of my favorite parts, too, is during our camp out when we sang The Rock, all the boys would scream during some parts, and it was really fun. And then also during parts, like, you just meet, like, a bunch of good friends. And my favorite part of camp was probably getting to spend time with our cabin. And we did all these group activities together sometimes. Like, one time we had to keep a bucket up full of water with our feet. We had to take one foot off at a time and take off our socks as we did that. And we weren't allowed to use our hands. And so they just did a bunch of fun challenges to try to bring us close together and with God, which is so fun. Oh, and just for reference, she slept great every night, too.
Yeah, everybody was like, oh, it's horrible sleeping in this cabin. I'm like, okay.
So, just so everyone kind of understands, too, these young individuals, most of them have, Tessa's done this before, but this was the first time for the other two. As far as I've heard from my two, they would willingly go back again to do this over and over again. And when you visit with people who have done these things in the past at other youth events and stuff, most of these kids come back with lifelong friends. And so from what I understand, even some of these people have kept in contact with some of the ones that they have met this summer. And when you visit with people, a lot of the camp counselors were previous attendees. And a lot of the camp counselors, you see their faces again and again because they keep coming back to do this over. And so most of the time, you don't see these things unless they've thoroughly enjoyed their time and places. So,
can I add one?
Yeah.
They also offer, like, a group, which I might have to do next year, for older kids who are going into high school, and called Adventures. And basically, they make their own food. They, like, set up tents every night and do all that type stuff every night and just kind of, like, are more focusing on God and the, like, nature around them and, like, the landmarks in the Black Hills. So.
Yeah, they do a lot more hands-on stuff so that the younger kids get to sleep in the cabin. They sleep in the basement, but they get real beds, apparently. I have not seen it myself. But.
And if you're scared, no one will let you, your counselor will probably be, like, really cool. Like, my counselor, his name is Micah, and he was Bethany's sister.
Brother.
And he would also tell me her mystery and give us challenges. And, like, some of them took us 3 days, but they're all really fun. And it just kept us closer together.
And you get to do some fun things, like stargazing secretly with your counselor.
That was so scary. I thought something was going to eat us because we were sitting on the hill and they would, like, run at, like, something was going to eat us.
And from what I heard from Ellie, there's a little shop at camp, too.
Oh, yes.
Souvenirs are always one of the highlights of camp.
And they have good food.
That's really so true. Thoughts on food with G is so fun. So that's basically when they just tell you about, like, here's what you're having for lunch or breakfast.
And how many scoops you can have.
Yeah, and how many of each thing you can have.
Normally, I'll take out the most things you can.
But it was very well organized and fun. So.
Any questions for these young individuals? Is there anything else that they missed or that you want to know a little bit more about before we continue with me slubbering through my pages over here?
How long were you there?
3 days, maybe?
A week.
A week.
We got there Sunday night, and then we left Friday morning.
Almost a week.
Yeah.
My favorite Bible study, I think, was when our activity for that day as a cabin was we were going to go on a hike. So we hiked up to this ledge that was, like, overhanging the lake, and we were just surrounded by trees. And then we did our Bible study there instead of, like, at camp. I thought that was really fun. It was very peaceful.
On the last day on Friday, like, me and my sister, I don't know about you, like, but we were begging our mom if we could stay. We were really.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's so pretty there. And so you cussed yourself to go to. It's not a bad drive.
It's like, yeah. It's like in the Black Hills, so everywhere you look, there's mountains and there's birds chirping every morning.
You would have all these different activities that you can choose up and you can sign up for them, like canoeing or just like yard time. You can sign up for horseback riding. You can sign up what you want to do for that day and like the morning and afternoon sessions. So that you always try to get there first. And how about Coco? It's really fun.
I loved my counselor. Everybody's counselor would tell them what was happening, but Bethany, she would tell us what we were going to do that night. We had cabin meetings every night so that we knew what we were doing the next day, which I found really helpful because I like to understand the person.
Was there any fishing trip or anything?
There was an activity.
I think you could sign up too.
There was like a fishing activity, I think.
Yeah. I also saw when I went hiking to go to a bunch of stuff, some other kids made from another camp. They went fishing, but they might have gone fishing.
I don't know. There might be an activity, but I never looked.
Yeah.
Did you have to do chores?
Okay. There's two different chores you could do. One was called KP, and you'd clean up all the kitchen after everyone eats and before everyone eats. And then there was one called ranch chores where you'd have to clean the bathrooms. So.
That's a scary job. Because usually there's like three cabins, and then some people do where there's like the main house, where there's an arts and crafts room and an indoor space to go if it's like raining or something. And then, like, where they cook all the food in there. There's a bathroom in there, so one cabin would go there, another would go to the one on the pavilion, which the pavilion's where we ate lunch, which is tables outside. And then the other cabin would go out by French Creek. What's that called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and look at those are, that's just the separate two places for
you could sleep.
Toilets. There's a bathroom over there, and then you just clean the bathroom. Some of those bathrooms just carry.
From the boys.
There's of different cabins, like, you know. So I stayed in Seth Bullock. Adam's cabin had someone, the counselor, not be there. So they had a double door cabin, and there was 12 in that cabin.
Wow.
But, so, I'm in Seth Bullock. Do you guys remember anything?
I know our response.
Horatio Ross.
Horatio Ross. So we made a thing. For attendance, they would take attendance for your club, and we were in the same cabin, and it was Horatio Ross. If at any time they said that name, we would say, "Si bonita," which
means,
is,
yes, beautiful.
Yes, yes, beautiful.
And we had, like, two counselors, because we had a girl and a boy. It was mainly supposed to be the girl, but they can't have, like, a girl in the cabin at night or anything like that. In case, like, kids wanted to make into their again, like, in the cabin. So we would stay with Micah, because Micah's also the horse trainer. So we would stay at Micah with the at night, and a girl named Maddie in the
questions for these young individuals?
Did you have any rain while you were there?
The first night, our second activity of the day, which this was on Monday, so we did one activity, and then we had lunch, and then we did our second activity. Well, my second activity was chalk. Well, it started to rain, and so we threw all the chalk in a bucket, and then we ran up to the planning room where they would plan worship or roundup.
Yeah.
And we went to a up there and played all these games like Frogger, where you would sit in a circle and someone would tap someone on the shoulder and put on the mouse line. And the person who got tapped on the shoulder would stick out their tongue and stick out their tongue.
And if you saw them stick out your tongue, that meant that everybody else was flies. So if you saw someone stick out their tongue at you, then you would
like you would just fall into the ground.
And you try to figure out who's the Frogger.
Yeah, there's a detective.
And there's also growing up where you would cut off your scissors. And if you won, you'd be like in first grade. And if you won a second time, you'd be in second grade. And then you would go to like eighth grade.
You're trying to grab you so you could justify you.
There's a
Peace Lutheran.
Yeah.
Then a bunch of kids from Peace Lutheran come on a bus.
They're from
Like our whole cabin was me and Ellie, and then all of them.
So. Except for Annalise.
She
came from Michigan.
Minnesota.
Let's. Yeah, a couple of my kids had were on that bus, like Gavin.
Yes.
Kind of, yes, but you don't really move around. You just sit.
Until you see someone. It's more space friendly, you could say. Yeah.
And when it rains, it does rain really hard.
Yeah. The windows were open in there, and it was like wet all along this one side.
If I went to it again, I would also be expecting to see all the sites that we saw last time. Like, there's a lake over on there.
Thanks.
What's the name of the camp?
Outlaw Ranch.
Oh, Outlaw Ranch.
Yeah.
Which for Black Hills is a pretty good fitting setting and story about. Okay, thank you guys. Thanks for sharing and thanks for going. And hopefully you guys can do it again and convince other people to join you so we can fill a bus.
Yes. The bus is huge.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. All right, we'll continue with the song of the day.
Yeah.
believe we are chosen by God, our Creator, to participate in the ongoing work of creation by holding life sacred and being good stewards of God's gracious gifts. We believe we are chosen by Jesus Christ, our Savior, to participate in the ongoing work of spreading the good news of God's saving love and serving others in the name of the Lord. We believe we are chosen by the Holy Spirit, who calls us through the gospel to believe in Jesus Christ, gathers us as a community of believers to worship together and support one another, and enlightens us with the gifts of love, forgiveness, and everlasting life. We believe the Holy Spirit nourishes our growth, preserves us in faith, and keeps us in God's grace forever. Amen. The offering. Calling on the Spirit of wisdom to guide our hearts and our minds, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need.
Wisdom has built her house. May the church be a house of wisdom for all who enter. May we continue to grow and stretch in ways we never thought possible. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Wisdom has mixed her wine. May the harvest seasons be plentiful this year. We pray for orchards, vineyards, farms, and all of creation. Protect and conserve the earth. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Wisdom has employed her laborers. Be all who seek adequate employment. Guide our economic and governmental leaders to support the people of the world with fair wages and safe working conditions. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Wisdom has invited her guests. Make your presence known to all who feel lost, abandoned, or hurting at this time. Direct your spirit of care to all who seek healing and comfort. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
Wisdom has set her table. May this congregation be a welcome table to all who seek the refuge of God. Break down walls and barriers that prevent us from offering a seat at the table to anyone who comes. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Wisdom has shown her path of insight. May we journey on her paths, looking towards a bright future while remembering from where we have come. We give our thanks to those who have gone before us. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
We lift up these prayers to you, gracious God. Receive them from your holy, into your holy keeping. Amen. Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from this time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and give you peace. Go now and live as a chosen people of God.
Where did you get this here?
You
have
a